The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, with me in studio is the Dublin-born professional recorder player and Baroque cellist extraordinaire, Kate Hearn. Kate is performing with the Woodpeckers Recorder Quartet, and they're going to be at the West Cork Chamber Music Festival, which takes place in and around Bantry in West Cork from Friday, June 27th to Sunday, July 6th. So from Dublin, playing in Cork. So far, so normal, I hear you say. Well, that's until I tell you that Kate's home is currently 200 kilometres north of the Arctic Circle in a place called Kiruna in Lapland. Kate, you're very welcome to the show. I mean, there's so much to talk to you about. Tell me about the city of Kiruna.
It's a city, I think it's Sweden's northernmost city. About 20,000 people live there. And the municipality is actually very big, but the city itself is quite small. And very Arctic town. It's a mining town. So they're actually in the process of moving parts of the old town to a new location, 5 kilometres down the road.
They're moving the town?
Yeah, because they found iron ore underneath the old town.
Okay, and so it's easier to mine it if the town isn't above.
Yes, well, I mean, it's safer to mine it if the town isn't above.
What does that involve, moving the town?
All the kind of historical buildings are just picked up, not just because it takes months of preparation, and driven down the road.
This is brilliant.
Little guy walking in front of the houses with a little gaming device or something, I don't know.
Driving these trucks with houses on them down the road.
Wooden houses anyway. So a lot of the more modern buildings have been knocked down and they're building new buildings.
And so how as a percentage of the overall kind of size of the town, how much of it has been moved?
I don't know percentage-wise, but the whole kind of city centre, so a lot of the kind of smaller suburbs are still there, but the whole city centre has been moved.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And is it given where it is it the type of work that can only happen at certain times of year?
Yes and no. Like, I watched a house roll by close to where I lived.
So how did you end up 200 kilometres north of the Arctic Circle?
Well, my husband, who is Swedish, was born and raised in Gällivare, which is the city maybe an hour and a half south of Kiruna. And he was kind of keen. We kind of discussed coming to Ireland or going up north.
So this was a COVID decision, was it? You had to decide. Because you'd gone to Sweden to study music.
Yes, and I ended up staying. And like, I've always kind of kept the contact to Ireland and my colleagues here. And, you know, everyone would know who I am. And especially with the festival, West Cork Chamber Music Festival, brilliant over the years. I've been there in different capacities, playing and working behind the scenes. And so I've kind of always kept the contacts. But I've basically been in Sweden since 2002.
So tell me about this kind of decision then during COVID, right? Is it Ireland or the Arctic Circle?
Yeah, well, he's the one. I'm a freelance musician, so I'm very movable, you know.
Yeah. Like those old buildings.
Yes, exactly. So my husband was kind of keen to change jobs. So he applied for a few jobs. And anyway, it was Kiruna that won.
I mean, what is daily life like in Kiruna? I mean, there's some things are common no matter where you live in the world. You get up, you have breakfast, you go to work, you come home.
Daily life is daily life, no matter where you are. But the thing that I found, I was quite stressed before I left, probably also because of COVID. And kind of the work situation, everything was so unclear, and especially for musicians, you know, and some countries were open. So I was able suddenly to be able to travel to Denmark or to Germany and then not be able to work in Sweden or not be able to go to Ireland at all. Reality of daily life is that we are all human and humans are human.
Yeah.
And so as you say, the daily routine is the same. But I find now that my free time is much more relaxed, and it's just such a gorgeous feeling of, life is a little bit slower.
Okay.
And we have a dog, so I go for long walks, and the nature, it's amazing nature.
What's the bleakest time of year up there? It must get a bit bleak. Everywhere in the world gets bleak at times.
Strangely enough, I find the bleakest time when the weather's bad in April or May, and everywhere else, spring has arrived to the rest of the world.
Oh, right, okay, but it's slower getting to you guys.
Like, we even had a massive snow storm about 2 weeks ago, and it was just like, oh no, not again. So you kind of, I find, you know, the very late onset of spring difficult, but the winters are amazing, like blue skies, you know, that crisp cold.
Yeah.
Very
okay.
crisp weather. So in a way, I feel like I see more sunshine there than I did when I was.
You don't get the grey, overcast, misty, miserable weather that we're used to
maybe
here.
Maybe in April, May, you'd have that for a few weeks. So yeah. That's the most difficult, you know, the autumn's beautiful and then winter is fantastic.
So what, like the reindeers, Arctic foxes, are there polar bears?
No.
All right, okay. So you're safe on polar bears.
Go a little bit further.
But there would be reindeer.
Yes, a lot of reindeer. And we have
we'd be like, as in if you kind of dropped anyone listening to this and dropped them there, they think, oh my God, reindeer, it's amazing. Yeah. But I mean, are locals, are they just kind of pests? Do they
No, they're definitely not pests. They don't chase them away. And they have a very close connection with, especially the Sami people who herd the reindeer. So the reindeer are kind of semi-wild, but they really need that human interaction. And even nowadays with climate change, they need to be fed from time to time if the weather...
Do they?
Under certain conditions.
Oh, right, okay.
If they can't reach the grass, if it's been icy, because normally it just gets cold and it snows and then you don't get any ice because it's cold enough. But now when the temperatures creep above zero, like it creates kind of a layer of ice and the reindeer can't get through.
You said something there now that I think will go over a lot of people's heads. You said the Sami people.
Yeah.
So that will be kind of alien. So this is the indigenous people to kind of northern Scandinavia.
Exactly. And Russia. So across Norway, Sweden, Finland, Russia. And they are still, many of them are still living in traditional ways. You know, a lot of them are living in houses and then they would go out to the mountains, you know, every other week or every, they take it in shifts. And some of them work as teachers half time or they work in the mine or, you know, and then they're looking after the reindeer in their spare time. But we have contact with a lot of the reindeer herders. So
yeah, so say we'll take the people who still live very much that lifestyle, as you say, you know, they're spending every other week maybe in the mountains with the reindeer herds. Do they consider themselves Swedish or Finnish or Norwegian?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, okay, yeah, absolutely. They would
have their nationalities.
Yeah.
Even though they have free passage over the borders and even to Russia until recently. So that's been kind of quite difficult for some of the families living up on the Norwegian-Russian border.
Mm.
But yeah, they would definitely consider themselves to be Swedish Sami or Norwegian Sami.
And have you seen any of that politics manifest up there in terms of just how close you are to Russia, geographically speaking?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And they've even reopened the military base in Kiruna. So we see a lot of military action now, which just in the last year. So
it's kind of very scary. Yeah,
like, we get letters in the post saying, prepare for war. So
yes.
We all have our boxes.
We talked about it on this show, actually. Philip Nolan is a journalist who's based closer to Stockholm, I think, Philip. Anyway, we talked to him about those letters when
they come and post every few months.
Yeah.
And just making sure everyone's ready.
It's all abstract to us, this conversation, you see, about the threat posed by Russia or whatever it happens to be. You guys are living it to a degree.
Well, I'm not too worried about it.
I think
until something happens.
Until the T-34s are rolling down the street in Kiruna. Are you then, I mean, what's the music, the Baroque cello scene like in Kiruna?
Yeah, kind of non-existent. So it's been very good for me. Some people said, oh, you're going to move there and your career will be over. And it's been quite the opposite. So it's made me have to rethink what's important career-wise. And then when I do work, I'm often away. I'm beginning to build up some projects like in the north of Sweden, which are fantastic. And I now play with the chamber orchestra based in the region.
So I know you're kind of touring here at the moment with something else and then you're promoting this as well. This is the 30th iteration of the Cork Chamber Music Festival.
Yes.
Do you like getting home for these types of things?
I love it.
Yeah.
I kind of live for it.
Yeah.
So when someone asked me, how do you stay there all year and for the winter? And I said, I get my little fixes. I'm down in Copenhagen and Stockholm, Oslo quite a lot.
Yeah.
And then I get home to Ireland a few times a year. And for this big chunk every summer, we're on tour now with the program called Baby Loves Music.
Yeah.
Which tours the whole month of June every year, led by Eamon Sweeney, so that's lovely. And we will actually be going down to West Cork to the Literary Festival next year.
Oh, very good.
As well, so there's, you know, things start connecting up and it's lovely.
Well, if people, you can just Google the West Cork Chamber Music Festival and you'll find all the details. Like I said, it's the 30th iteration of it. It's been hugely successful. That's why it's still going. And it's in and around Bantry. Bantry is the focal point, but between June 27th and July 6th. And I like it. In all of the kind of press cuttings and everything for it, they say Bantry in West Cork. Like it's a county of its own. And they always capitalise a W. Anyway, it's my bugbear anyway. I like to give out about the people in West Cork. In the western side of Cork. Kate, listen, it's been a pleasure. Thanks a million for speaking to us.
Thank you very much, Kieran.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.